This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Today is May 1st. Thanks so much for being here. We will have the roundtable coming up right after we get off the show at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Roundtable Pizza. Ben Higgins will be your host. He's also your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Joins us this morning.
I thought Chrisella was the new host.
No, Chrisella is not the new host. You are always going to be the official host if you are.
I need to come up with some questions.
No questions yet?
No, I thought Ella was doing it. Well, I thought he just replaced me.
You guys can kick around some ideas.
I've got some questions.
All right. Paul Reindel, your executive producer of the program. Yesterday looked, it really looked like the perfect day at Petco Park. They all look great, but those day games, and I had to do something that filled me with instant regret. And I think that it's very, so we have a tier one named Patrick who has the best seats in the house, pretty much, the home plate club. Yeah, like they're unbelievable. If you've never sat in the home plate club and you ever get the chance to, take it, hold on to it like grim death, and don't let it go. And we've all sat there before. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yes. You got all the food and drink you can possibly.
It's almost overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
The options.
Yes.
And you want to try everything, but you can't. And you feel like you have to pace yourself, but then you have to rush and get everything in as fast as possible. And the game just is like, it's over. And all of a sudden you're like, wait, I didn't get that.
I
need to do more when I'm back there.
But I had to lap because I had to turn Patrick down. I had a little league game at 4. Now, originally I thought it was a night game. So my plan was when he texted me in the show a couple days ago, do you want these tickets? I said, hang on. I wrote Hannah, my wife, and I said, Here's what we'll do. I'll coach the game at 4, and then at 5:30 we'll get in the car and we'll leave the kids with a sitter and we'll go down and sit in his incredible, incredible seats. She goes, it's a day game, and you told me as well, it's a day game. I said, oh, well, I can't then. I'm gonna have to miss it. And I had to because we had a game at 4. I would have gotten to go for 20 minutes, and you're not gonna take those seats if you can only sit there for 20 minutes. But you got the tickets.
Well,
and then you had
well,
to turn
after
it
you
down.
Turned him down, he asked if I wanted to go, and I also turned him down. I said, I've got to work Channel 10.
Oh,
I don't have anyone
to
back me up.
Is there anything worse than turning those down?
Just for work, too, felt like, oh, that is rough because I would really like to do it, but they really like to get more than, 24 hours notice.
Yeah.
If I'm going to take a day off, and it just leaves them in the lurch. We're already kind of shorthanded, so I just felt like I can't do it. I did tell him, though. I said, find someone who really would like them and appreciate them. But if you get to tomorrow and no one can go, I think my wife and son are free tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think she's off work. So let me know if no one's going. And he DM'd me about, 11:30 yesterday. I mean, it was an hour and a half from game time. He goes, I still haven't given them away. Do they want them? And I said, let me call. And
sick.
They took them and they went, had a great time. I haven't had the full rundown. All I heard, because He said, get the hot hen fries. So I told Shelly to get the hot hen fries.
I've had the hot hen sandwich.
They have hot hen fries.
I did not know that.
And so she got them, and she said they were amazing.
Man, amazing. I've not had those yet. But it's like passing those tickets up. I was like, well, I could in my mind, I go, I could probably get another dad to coach. And if Hannah can't go, I could probably find somebody to go. Having to turn them down was very, very tough. For you and me as well. It's like, when are you going to... How many?
Well, I almost feel bad because I didn't turn them down. So now I feel like I'm at the bottom of the list again if he ever needs them because I just got them.
You got yours.
I didn't get to go. I didn't get to go.
Ooh. That's...
But I didn't want to be selfish.
He DM'd you. Is that your first DM you've ever checked and answered? That's what I want to
Probably.
Know. Yes.
Priorities. What's priorities?
Yeah, you're an opportunistic fellow. And you took a chance. What is that? A vulture?
Vulture.
He's opportunistic. No, it looks. And again, on a day like that, to sit in those seats, it looks elite.
I mean, are the Padres concerned? It actually was not a sellout yesterday.
Was it not? I thought it was like 40,000.
37,698.
I thought it was more.
On a Wednesday afternoon. Still, with the two games, that's 85,000 people for a two-game series. Middle of the week, including a day game. There's not a team in baseball that wouldn't instantly sign up. Probably like mortgage their own children if you're asking most CEOs of baseball teams if they could get that kind of attendance for a midweek series for two games. Go,
For 37,000.
Kill for that.
I thought the number was higher, but well, listen, I missed the number there. Missed the game yesterday. That's a good point you make about, though. I feel like since I turned them down, maybe I'll get another crack.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually, if you get them before me, I'm going to be real mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, since I had to turn them down. And you got him.
Right.
You didn't get to go.
But, you know, used him and appreciated. Maybe that moves me up on the list in the future.
We could take this to court. Patrick's sitting there squirming right now like, I'm not giving them to either of you clowns.
I doubt he doesn't use them very often. It's probably rare.
If you had those, it'd be... I talked to him. I sat there with him before, and he said, yeah, we went to 81 games last year. And I go, that's too much. That's too much for me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to all 81 and eat like that. I'd be a whale. I would be an absolute whale, sucking down hot hen fries and ice cream and M&M's. You got M&M's in there, all the stuff that you like. And
see, now I would pass on all the regular snacks.
You would just get the stuff.
Like,
that
I can
get
M&M's at the convenience store. Fair. I can get Red Vines at the movie theater. Whatever. I will pass on those. I want the specific Petco Park items that you really can't get anywhere else. Like hot hen fries or, you know, the lobster rolls or whatever you can get there. I like to try the different items.
Well, it's such a rad day. I got to take Bo and his buddy down there one time. And, of course, you do that, right? You take your kids down there. So now Jack's going to be expecting that every game, Ben. Well, your kid, he's a little older. My kid now is like, oh, we don't get to sit in the spot with all the good food anymore. I'm like, no, this is don't get used to this. This is a privilege, you know, not a right to go sit in those great seats. But yeah, it was a great day, man. Great day to be down there at Petco Park. It usually is. I was bummed to give them up.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. We got a little May gray now this morning and June gloom coming up next.
Yep.
So you know how it works, San Diego. Say goodbye to the sun for a couple of months and then it'll be back in July. And we'll enjoy our summer.
Yes.
But, yeah, that definitely looks... I don't know how the calendar... I don't know how it knows.
It knows.
May 1st, that we're going to get completely socked in, but seems to be every year that May arrives and the gray just glooms right on in.
That's right.
All right, Padres are off today, and they are in Pittsburgh. They will open a three-game series tomorrow. We'll have Mike Shildt on tomorrow, our manager's report at 9 a.m. You can tune in for the manager's report, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
How fantastic is that?
It is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Got to chat with 2 days ago in the locker room, and... glad that they are coming off a couple of wins.
That was when he had his pie.
He had his pie, yeah.
Did you stop him when he was... did he walk by with a piece of pie?
He had the piece of pie
on a plate.
In his hand, but then when I stopped him, he had already consumed it, maybe? I don't know.
So he walked by.
He walked by with the pie from his office toward the lunchroom, if I remember correctly. It's weird. You would think you'd go to the lunchroom, grab the pie, and come the other way. I actually think he had the pie as he was heading toward the lunchroom and then didn't have it as he returned when I talked to
him. So maybe he had the pie in his office. He goes, I know better than this. I can't eat
it
at my desk. And I went in. No, he was, I'm going to eat this in the lunchroom like I'm supposed to. And he went in, ate it in the lunchroom, then came out and talked to
you. You think there's a rule you're not supposed to eat in your office?
Well, we're not allowed to eat
in here. Did they get ants?
We're not allowed to eat in here, you know, but we, you know, we skirt the rules from time to time. But Schulte and the pie... is really
I didn't know what kind of pie it
was. I need to know. There's so much I need to know about it.
Maybe I was wrong.
Did he heat it up?
Do you
was
want me
cool?
to? Should I ask him?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
We'll ask him tomorrow.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
What kind of pie was that?
If it was in fact pie,
is that a standard pregame meal for you?
Right, Ben, ask him about the pie.
Superheroes.
His favorite superhero.
Yep.
They won. So if you're superstitious, now you have to have pie. Every day until, you know, the winning streak is over.
Yeah, this is Mike Shield. I'm down here at PNC. I need you to deliver me a mincemeat pie. Excuse me, sir? One mincemeat pie. Okay. Yeah, I'll just bring it right on down. I've never known.
Mincemeat?
I've never known. Isn't it beef? No,
no,
it's not beef.
It's not meat at all. It's a mixture of chopped apples and dried fruit, distilled spirits or vinegar, spices. And optionally, you can put a little beef suet.
What is suet?
Yeah. I think it's fat, isn't it?
Maybe the worst sounding pie.
Beef suet is raw, hard beef fat.
I think I'm good on mincemeat pie.
Little chunks of fat in there,
right,
just to give
it
some flavor.
Apples?
Apples, dried fruits.
Fruits.
Distilled spirits or vinegar, spices, and optionally, beef suet.
Can I get the mincemeat pie, hold the beef suet, please, every time? That sounds disgusting.
It does sound really, really bad.
But I do wonder if he is that way. He's like, hey, you know, today I had a hoagie sandwich and we won, so I gotta have to eat a hoagie sandwich until we lose. I know I would be if I was a manager.
I feel like he might be a shoe fly pie kind of guy.
What is shoe fly?
South, it's like a molasses pie.
Molasses?
It's like made out of molasses, which I don't like either. So
interesting.
Maybe pecan pie.
Pecan pie is delicious. Saturated fat says, I'm a few minutes back talking about the best seats. Are those the ones like 15 rows behind home plate you sit in Lazy Boys? No, I've never
those
sat
are,
in
those. Those are, quote unquote, the Jerome's best seats in the house. And for comfort, I'm sure the...
Yeah, probably pretty good.
Those seats are very comfortable. I don't know if they come with the underground club
and
all you can eat and, you know, service in the seats like the ones. And you do pay a pretty penny. For those seats behind home plate. I don't know what their face value is nowadays, but
they're a lot.
Several hundred dollars for a ticket.
Yes. Probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're elite. There's nothing like them. Sitting, being able to sit there, the seats are padded, comfortable. And his seats are so close, you're right by the Giants dugout. You could be like, Bob Melvin, have you ever tried dipping your chapped lip into a bowl of milk? You could yell that and he could hear you. I mean, you can heckle those guys. They're right in front of you when they're on deck. It's like watching baseball on another planet. I mean, you can.
So you want to act like you've been there.
You do.
Before when you're.
Correct. You're
sitting
you don't
there.
Want to be down there heckling people.
Right.
I'm not a big heckler anyway, but when you hear the you know, the ball, you can hear the baseball hitting the glove. It's really special. So cool.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, if you'd like to join us for a Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake, no musical trivia knowledge necessary, you can qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. And I think we've only had a couple of qualifiers. This is the last couple of days for this past month's prize. I know it's May, but we're going through Friday. So last two chances to get in for the Pantera, Ghost, or Disturbed concerts in the MGM Grand Stay. $150 gift card, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Back with more Ben and Woods after traffic here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got one of my random story pitch emails during the break. This is from the team at Vegas Insider. Want you to know which teams dominate the game when it comes to fashion trends and fan engagement. MLB teams with the most popular jerseys. They say, let's see. Well, the top five. Let's see. Can you guess the top five most popular jerseys in Major League Baseball?
Team, not player?
Team, yeah, not player.
Yankees, Dodgers.
Yankees are number four. Dodgers are number one.
Padres.
Padres are number two. I think
Cubs,
the other two are
Cubs.
Tough. Cubs are seven, just outside the top five. I would have guessed.
Oh, Phillies.
Phillies and Cubs, or Phillies and Red Sox didn't even make the top 10.
Brewers.
No.
Marlins.
Definitely not.
Guardians.
This game sucks.
No. I'll just give it to you. Giants and Astros are the other two in the top five.
Hmm.
Actually, the top three are just the NL West standings. Dodgers, Padres, Giants. In order,
really?
Actually.
Wow.
Yeah. NL West is the NL best right now. Hot division, popular teams, people like those teams. Looking good right now.
Yeah.
The Oakland A's are number nine, and they're not even a team anymore, so I'm a little skeptical of this
list.
It's
just athletics.
It says Oakland Athletics, so.
It does.
This is possibly a somewhat outdated list.
You know what's funny is
the Nationals come in dead last, they said.
Years ago, when I started a team, for tournaments and stuff, I went with the Athletics. I could have picked anything. I could have picked the Cockroaches. I could have picked the Woodpeckers. Any team I wanted to. I started it, and I went with the A's. I went because I always liked the unis and the color scheme, and I just always thought I liked the style of baseball that they played when I was younger. And so many of those players I just absolutely loved, and was like, all right, we're going to be the San Diego A's.
Anything Ricky Henderson wore,
yeah,
feels
like,
cool.
I loved Zito and Chavez and Mulder. I just loved it. I just was into it, and I wasn't an A's fan. I just liked how they looked. I thought it was always looked cool, and now we're taking a team again, and we're still the A's, and I'm like, do I want to be the A's, or is that like, am I crossing a picket line at this point?
We'll
like,
get to really freaking just a second.
We're the San Diego A's.
Do you think they should rebrand when they go to Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do too. They won't. I'm sure they won't. They'll try to keep the entire history of the franchise. But it doesn't feel right anymore.
I agree. And I didn't feel right even naming my adult league team, continuing it on as the Athletics. But that's what we are. That's what we have been. And so we're going to be the San Diego A's. But I did feel, believe me, because it's time to pick out jerseys. I'm working with my buddy Brian right now. We're picking out color schemes and everything else. And I was like, should we call ourselves something else? I feel like a scab. Like, I really do. I was like, I feel like a little scabby naming it after the Athletics.
Is there any talk, I wonder, if they're going to rebrand when they get to Vegas?
I don't think so.
I think they're rolling with the Athletics.
Yeah. I think you got it. If they're going to be Athletics in Sacramento,
the Vegas, the Aces,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The minor league team.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go with something Vegas-y.
Do you?
Well, kind of.
You don't have to.
Golden Knights is kind of cool.
What is that?
I don't know.
That is one of the weirder mascot names in history.
I understand the Raiders have been...
The Raiders.
Like, the Raiders and their...
Well, the A's have been the A's for a long, long time, and they've moved from Philadelphia. Like, they've been the Athletics
Kansas
forever.
City, right? Yeah. Oakland, Sacramento.
They've had like nine...
Is it the Golden Knights just because of, like, Excalibur?
Maybe. I have no idea why they decided on that.
I'm not sure either.
Don't.
It's really cool.
Gold is certainly a very Vegas-y color, but...
Yeah, it's interesting. But I did feel
they
for
the WNBA team, the Aces.
The Aces. You could call the Las Vegas Dice.
Used to be the Area 51s, remember, was their minor league team. And then before that, it was the Stars when they were the Padres minor AAA team, Las Vegas Stars.
That's interesting. It's crazy that they're top 10. Did you say they're number 9?
They were number 9 on
this
list.
That's pretty nuts.
I have no idea the methodology
or the accuracy.
It's usually just like internet searches or something. All right, we got plenty of callers on the line that want to play a little game of real or fake. Let's get to it.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, last couple of days to qualify for our grand prize. Trip to Las Vegas. Two tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera, plus a two-night stay at the MGM Grand and a $150 gift card. Tickets for all three shows on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Who do I pick? Let's go with line 3. Is this Jason?
Yeah, this is Jason.
Jason, you're the lucky contestant, at least today, for Real or Fake. Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Woodsy's here. I don't know if he's going to help you or not on this one. Here's today's category. May is here. Means we're just 2 days away from what, Woods? The first Saturday in May. What happens on the first Saturday in May every year?
May the 3rd be with you.
My dad's birthday is May 3rd. Happy birthday, Dad.
Congratulations, Gary.
Happy early birthday, Dad.
First Saturday in May is the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Of course, the Run for the Roses has had a rough few years. Horse racing's doping scandal, first ever disqualification of a winner due to a steward's inquiry, and a group of champions that have not gone on to win another race at all in the past 5 years, which makes
one and done
a forgettable set of horses, but a challenging game of real or fake. I will give you a name, Jason.
The last 5 Kentucky Derby winning horses haven't won a race after winning the Kentucky Derby.
Not a single one. So I'm going to give you a name.
Okay.
You tell me if it's a real horse to win the Kentucky Derby this decade or a fake I have thrown in to fool you. That's all. That's all you got to do, Jason. You ready to play?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, round number 1. Recent Kentucky Derby winner, real or fake? Penny Circus. Real or fake? Penny Circus.
What do you think?
I don't know why, but it jogged my memory really quickly. I said, I think it's real. I'm going to go real.
Jason, you got to give the final call.
Yep, let's go real.
Says real?
Son of a...
I made that one up. All right, 0 for 1. You need 4
to
qualify.
Buddy. I'm not good at this.
Round number 2. Lasky. Real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
Okay. Good buddy Jeff Lasky used to work at Channel 10 with me. That's how I came up with that one. It's not a horse's name. All right, we're 0 for 2. Let's go to round number 3. Rich Strike. Real or fake, Jason?
What do you think?
God, it sounds so fake, but okay, so he's already done 2 fakes in a row. Will he go for 3? That's my biggest...
I like to be unpredictable.
That's my biggest issue here. Rich Strike. Sounds like a male adult film star. let's go... What do you think, buddy? Jason, let's go real.
Jason, what do you say?
Sounds so confident.
You know, I'm going to play on Ben's psychology here, and I'm going to go real as well.
All right, real.
And you would be...
Yes.
Correct. Rich Strike at 80-1 odds won the 2022 Kentucky Derby. All right, you got one. Let's see if we can get you 3 more. Round number 4, Time Crunch. Real or fake Kentucky Derby winner, Jason?
Hey, Woods, do you think that sounds like one he made up? Or?
Sounds like a made-up one, doesn't it?
They all sound made up.
Well, they are all made up by someone.
That's true, by someone.
Somebody made them up. I don't know.
The horse didn't say, actually, my name is Rich Strike.
I think fake. I don't know.
Jason?
I hate this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fake, too.
That's fast. Very good. All right, you're halfway home. Three rounds left. Round number five. Flight of Darien. Flight of Darien. Real or fake, Jason?
Yeah, I don't think you can make that up, Ben, even if you try. So I'm going to go real.
Wow.
You don't know
you know what?
Mind.
I can make it up, and I did.
Oh, no! He was very confident.
All right, that means you got to get these last two correct, or you will not qualify for the grand prize. Round number six. Mage. Mage. Real or fake?
Spell it.
M-A-G-E. I don't... It's a horse's name. The horse is named Mage. There's your
real
sentence.
Real or fake? Mage. Done.
What do you think, Wood?
Let's go real.
It says real.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's roll the dice. Let's go real.
Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
2023 Kentucky Derby winner, Mage, which means, once again,
Game
we come
seven.
Down to the final round. For all the marbles, Jason, real or fake? Potentiate. Potentiate. Real or fake Kentucky Derby winner?
What do you think, Wood?
I don't know.
He doesn't want to be responsible.
I don't want to be responsible. potentiate. All right, let's go. My gut says fake.
Jason, it's got to be up to you.
Yeah, let's roll the dice and let's go real.
Oh, he went real.
He's going real.
I went fake. He went real.
Paulie?
I had it, Jason. I'm sorry, you had it this time.
Thank you for playing, my man. Great game. It wasn't to be today. And I thought that would be a fairly challenging and
that was very challenging.
A fairly bad look for the horse racing industry that we have no idea who their top horses are in a year.
I have one anymore. Milk Lip. Absolutely real.
Oh,
I hated that. I hated every second of that.
All right, we got to take a break because when we come back, smart baseball aficionado and noted fish fan, Eno Saris will join us. He is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, quickly, let me tell you about Underdog. The NBA playoffs are, well, I mean, you know, you're starting to see some teams eliminated, like Ben's beloved Lakers eliminated by the Underdog Minnesota Timberwolves last night. But Underdog is a great place to go out and play during the basketball playoffs, playing that daily fantasy. They got their new extender promo. Just play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. So if you started the playoff series using your game one boost, continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boosts that you get. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on their stats. You can mix and match sports. You can do some golf. You can do some baseball. I do a lot of baseball on my Underdog. And basketball, of course, during the playoffs, points, assists, so much more. Once your picks are locked in, and you feel good about them, you play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Have some fun with Underdog. I know I have been. Download the Underdog app. Sign up with promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Still feel heartbroken for Jason. My dastardly category today.
That was very tough.
Real or fake.
Very tough.
Came so close, but we'll have one more game of Take on Woods tomorrow, and then presumably a new grand prize checking in starting next week. Eno Saris is going to check in from The Athletic for our smart baseball segment right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And we welcome Eno to the program. And sorry I missed you last week, Eno. I heard you were having a bit of a rough morning, according
yes.
to Woods.
All good now. This took me a week.
You sound like a new man. Yeah, the older you get, yeah. That's about I find it's about a week recovery, a full 7 days. It's super fun.
So I want to start with our Padres, Eno, this morning, and Michael King. You've had your stuff plus number projections, and you know Michael King does well, but not. you know, not top five, top ten in baseball, but boy, I mean, he had some nasty movement yesterday on some of his pitches, a lot of the pitching ninja treatment from the movement that he is getting. And we had the he may be pitching himself into an unaffordable realm for as a starting pitcher going into free agency this offseason. But what do you see from Michael King, and what do your numbers kind of project for the kind of career trajectory that he's on?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because he has something in common with other kind of lower slot guys that throw sinkers. And some of these other guys have trouble with lefties. And, you know, I think you saw in yesterday's game, one of the reasons King doesn't necessarily have trouble with lefties is that he throws that sinker front door. So he throws it basically at the lefty and it comes back over the zone. And that's been really effective for him. And that was something that was really effective for Corey Kluber as well. So that's an important thing that he does. The other thing is his changeup doesn't rate that positive by Stuff Plus, but he really commands it like well. And when he commands it well to the lower corner of the zone, it looks beautiful. So it's a little surprising that Stuff doesn't like it, but given his arm slot, it's kind of expected movement in a way. But he commands it so well that it doesn't matter. So he has a plan against lefties. And then against righties, he's a sinker sweeper guy that can really dominate them. So I understand how it all gets put together, but it relies a little bit more on command than people realize. It's not necessarily the biggest Stuff guy. And I don't know exactly how that'll age. That's it's laudable. It's great. You know, it's better than not having command. And maybe it's better than relying on Stuff, because Stuff is just going to age and go away. So maybe it is a great package to bet on, but we also have to remember his injury history. And that'll come up when they're talking about how many years he's going to get. So
yeah.
I don't think he'll get like the Garrett Cole. Like, I don't think he'll get like 7-8+ years, but he'll get a decent amount of money on like a 5-year deal. Something probably starts with a two, like a $200 million deal, something like that.
I mean, he's honestly like he's one of those guys, and I'm sure, you know, there's dozens of these guys across baseball. You know, when he grabs the ball as a Padre fan, just when you watch, it's such a fun watch. He's such a fun watch. You talk about command, and you think about Greg Maddux putting the ball where he wants. And even when Michael doesn't command, like he didn't command his slider early, he figured it out, right? And
yeah,
eventually, like, he starts dotting, and that two-seam has 2 feet of run on a right-hander. It's impossible to hit. He is a joy to watch pitch, and because it's aesthetically pleasing, but it's also, you're like, we're winning this game. Michael King's on the bump. We're winning this game. And, you know, a guy like Dylan Cease, who Stuff Plus favors a little bit more, you still have him pretty high in Stuff Plus. I can't say the same as, like, that it's such a fun watch. And, you know, you think about, we watched Blake Snell here for years. The guy ripped my stomach in half. I mean, seriously, watching his games, it was like I had to have a whiskey halfway through because the stuff was elite. But oh my God, it was the most painful watch of all time. So I love the command that he has. It certainly makes for a more aesthetically pleasing watch.
Yeah, I think you could go and look right now maybe at what's going on with Aaron Nola, though. In Philadelphia, an example of what can happen. I mean, Aaron Nola's velo's down to 90 and a half.
Where was he sitting in his prime? Like 95?
Yeah, 94, 95. Yeah,
that's concerning. Plus.
And he's a great command guy with a great breaking ball, with an approach against lefties. He's usually very fun to watch. The best guys, the reason why Cole got all that money, I know it's weird to talk about him because he's hurt right now, but he had a really good run, and he was kind of nearly worth the money anyway that he was given. And Scherzer was worth the money he was given in Washington. And those two guys are guys that do have feel for the ball and had stuff. I mean, that's who you want to give the big bag to, you know?
Yeah.
Dylan Cease is an interesting study as well because his Stuff Plus numbers are still good, and he's getting swing and miss and strikeouts, but he's not having his usual success so far this year, and feels like he's a bit mystified by it. The Padres are a little bit mystified by it. Any insight you can offer, Eno?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, he still has a small arsenal. I like that he's throwing the changeup more this year. I think he really needs like a cutter and a sinker. You know, I think that's what the league is doing, is diversifying your fastball portfolio so that nobody can be like, if it's hard, the shape is this, you know?
But she's trying with that two-seamer this year too, but
a little bit.
Some success.
Yeah, and maybe the thing is that the feel for new pitches doesn't, you know, he doesn't add new pitches the way, like Seth Lugo. I remember, like, Seth Lugo was like, oops, new pitch today, you know? And I think Seth Lugo throws 10 pitch types now. So there's some guys who have a real affinity for adding new pitches and some guys where it takes more time. And then the other thing I would just say is when I watch him, he sprays that fastball. He just, you know, it's above the zone. And I think there are a bunch of waste zone pitches, which we, you know, call those pitches that the batter never even, you know, thinks about swinging on.
Yeah, they say uncompetitive on the broadcast. Every broadcast, it's the uncompetitive slider.
And
the
it's
uncompetitive.
Just a waste of a pitch.
Yep, waste.
It puts you in a bad count. And it puts you in a bad count, and then you have to be more fine, and you have to come more into the heart of the zone. So that's why I think a cutter and a sinker might allow him to, you know, throw to the heart of the zone with three different fastball types, you know, three different fastball shapes. If you throw to the heart of the zone with a four-seam over and over again, people are going to time that. And that's what you can see with batters. You know, if you throw 100 in the middle of the zone over and over again, then, you know, even Hunter Green this year, who does throw 100 to the middle of the zone, got better by adding a splitter. So I don't know. I would say add more pitches. I'd say trust that sinker. Use the sinker more often, and find something. I think a cutter just feels like something he could maybe throw that wouldn't go high above the zone. That would stay in the zone. You know. So it's what you think it is. It's fastball command.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just got, like you said, spraying the fastball is a really good way of describing a Dylan C start from time to time. Talking to the great Enos Harris from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. So when we had you last Thursday, you said, I got to go right. Were you hungover and writing about the Colorado Rockies? Is that the piece that you were working on? Because that's like a double, that's like makes the hangover a little bit worse. Because I saw your piece, it dropped today. And it was about the really, really horrific month of April that the Rockies had.
Yeah, I was trying to put it in focus, you know, was it the worst month ever? And it wasn't the worst month ever. There are months that teams won one game. There are months where teams, you know, had a worse run differential. But if you look at their run differential and you look at their record, they were among the worst. That month was among the worst 99.5% of, like, it's in the 0.5 percentile of worst months. So it's up there. And you know, the most depressing thing is that the 2024 White Sox had 2 months that were worse than that one.
That's amazing.
So that's how you set a record in losses, is you really have to have 2 or 3 months like that. Now, I think they'll probably pull out of the tailspin and just have like a regular old boring, you know, 50-60 win season. But it also points to just the general, my colleague Chad Jennings had a piece about just the general commitment to mediocrity in Colorado that is depressing. Yeah. And just a blight. And I do have some sympathy for them because I've heard from analytics people and GMs that they think that the park itself costs them like 5 to 6 wins a year.
Oh yeah, easily, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, they have to overcome that. They have to build a 96 win team to win 90. But it's just obvious that they're like the meme is, we've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas. It's like,
yeah, what do you do? Like, what's the plan of attack? You know, I remember, Ben, you probably remember this too, and you do too. You know, when, you know, I mean, God, they've got to a World Series, right? And I remember they're like, oh no, I can't remember who the GM was at the time. They're like, we're going to bring in sinker ballers and every Mike Hampton and all these guys. And like, we're going to sink the ball here and they're going to beat it into the ground because we don't want to, you know, in theory, it made sense.
Yeah.
But the sinker doesn't sink like it does in Arizona or anywhere else. Like, it's just a different.
In fact, the four seamer is the one that almost is like four seamers and cutters are the ones that are kind of closer to normal.
Yeah, okay. And so, I mean, maybe you start there, but if you're them and you're a fan of that team, or hell, even if you're the GM or whatever, you're like, where do I even start with this squad?
Yeah, I mean, I've had crazy ideas, like put the entire stadium in like a hyperbaric chamber type thing, where like
humidor,
you know, like the whole stadium is a humidor. Yeah. So that when you go in, the doors like sort of vacuum seal behind you.
100%. Like an airplane.
I don't know. That might be worth it. It might be millions of dollars, but it might be worth it.
It's crazy. Better than winning 40 games.
It costs them their beautiful outdoor stadium.
That's true.
That, you know, people come to visit. So the other idea that I had was, you know, just lean in. Remember that one of the only times that they were successful was the Blake Street Bombers?
Yeah.
And I think the idea is lean into offense. And you should be able to sign every fringe hitter
yes.
that's available.
Yes.
You know, like the what the Padres are doing, like Solano and Profar and guys, like the Rockies should be gobbling those guys up.
Well, they tried with Profar and he was terrible. Like I don't know.
they have bad luck too.
It's just bad luck, bad process, bad environment, bad
but
culture.
They strike out more than anybody in baseball,
oh.
and they would get the most out of striking out the least, because
yeah.
the thing that Coors inflates the most is not even homers as much as it is balls in play.
Yeah.
Like it's a huge outfield, and the balls drop in all the time. So if you had like a lineup of Solanos, you'd do better than, you know, a lot of these like 38% strikeout rate guys that are running out there.
Interesting.
You know, and on the pitching side, I would look a lot more like the Rays were. And they said something like, we're going to be the Rays. And that's when they traded away Arenado. They're like, see, the Rays trade away people. Now we do.
Yeah, look at us now.
look at us now. And I'd be like, no, you need to learn how the Rays like build a pitching staff with like a completely new idea. Like instead of we have starters and we have relievers, I would have 13 pitchers. And some of them go three innings and some of them go two. It would be awful. I'm not saying this is great for watching. I'm just saying that you have to try something different, and having guys that some go three, some go two, you could have guys that, you know, you pitch them a little bit more away from home, and the other guys you pitch more at home, you know, you play with that where you're like, oh, this guy's stuff actually, you know, John Gray has been the same for Texas as he was for Colorado. So there's something about John Gray that's not very exciting, but it's about the same in Colorado as it is in other places.
Interesting.
So you'd find those pitchers and you'd play them more at home. I don't know. Try something is what I'm saying.
Last thing for me, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, there was some maybe thought that maybe the Dodgers are a little more vulnerable than we thought. But here they are now, 31 games in, best record in baseball, despite all those pitching injuries. Are they actually showing that they're less vulnerable, perhaps, that they've already overcome a ton and still have the best record in the league?
I mean, I think it's a double-edged sword because, yes, someone's going to say they're injured all the time, but their pitching development is also pretty good. Like, you know, they're going to settle upon some pitchers that'll get them through. And, of course, the lineup is their biggest strength because they've spent the most money there. And they have the greatest players there. But, you know, what they do on the pitching side is when their big price guys go down, they do maybe they go down too often. Maybe there's too much injury there. But they do have a bevy of young arms that they kind of run through. And they're like, oh, Landon Knack, that's not going to work. How about Ben Kasparis?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look, Tony Gonsolin's healthy now. So they're just like, we plan to have 20 starting pitchers. You know, 10 to 15 will be good. And at any given time, we'll have four or five that are healthy. that's their plan. It's like it's the Rays with money.
Yeah, the Rays with money. Just 15 starting pitchers, and whoever's healthy in the playoffs, that's who we're going to roll with. And I can disparage the fact that they have 13 guys on the IL, but I can't disparage the fact that they keep winning. They keep figuring out ways to win. And I fully expect them to be 100 plus wins at the end of the year, like we all did. I don't think anything's going to derail that.
But maybe still a little bit gettable, like depending on who's healthy in the playoffs.
Sure. I mean,
Yamamoto is down, and you know, like if their ace is Ben Kasparis, then like maybe they're gettable. So
no doubt,
I think they're absolutely gettable. Yeah, I think they're gettable.
They're in no danger of missing the playoffs.
No.
Right, it's not that. It's just like what happens in a short series.
Yeah.
It may not just end in hardware again.
Yep.
Eno, we are out of time. Good chatting with you. We will talk to you again next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino every single week. A little smart baseball. Everyone enjoys a little smart baseball with Eno Saris. We still have one more hour of our show, followed by
which is not
one
smart baseball,
hour
but
of
it's,
the
right.
roundtable coming up. We'll talk some more Padres baseball. We'll get a Rindle report as well with some extra headlines. All ahead with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.